What is up, Golden Hawks? It's your boy, Gabe, with another lovely, lovely episode, a very cold episode of Lay Down Laurier, where chill vibes and entertainment collide. Welcome back to all the new listeners, Welcome back to all the old listeners and the loyal ones, and a howdy and a good day to the new ones. I hope you guys are having a swell, swell night tonight. I went back to the old intro, I know, because, I don't know, it kind of smacked harder in my opinion, you know, it just has a different like vibe to it, you know, but, it again, like, come on guys, it can and it will change just like the weather is changing, guys. This weekend, it's been like, F tier weekend, TBH, like, I don't know how it could be so bad, but like I don't know. The snow has just been so mind-numbingly like soul-crushing, you know what I mean? Like it's just been so bad. And like I just have a bad feeling for this winter. I don't know, you guys. I don't know. It probably won't even be that bad. I know a lot of people talk about like seasonal depression, but like I, for one, do not get that. Thank goodness. I'm very fortunate that I don't. But, it's just Saturday was very gloomy, you know what I mean? I'm sure Liam talked about it this morning, you guys. I really hope you guys tuned in to Weather Aware this morning. He's a very, 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 very special host. He's probably, like, one of the goats here, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know. Like he probably talked about it a little bit this morning, but like this Saturday was definitely like a Canadian event, you know what I mean? Just the fact that like it got so bad so quickly and now all of a sudden it's almost gone, you know what I mean? I don't know. Tell me what you guys think about it at Lay Down Laurier 25. That is the Instagram, you guys. That is the Instagram. Today I think, or I hope, that some of you guys came to our booth. Radio Laurier was hosting a little booth down at the concourse tonight, or today, and we were selling Sweet Lou's cookies. And I, for one, did not get one. But also, I'm just not a big cookie guy, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't call to me, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, spending anything above $3, which is what we were selling them at. That was the price we were selling them at. Spending anything above that is just not worth it, in my opinion. Like, I've never had a cookie that was worth $3 or more. Sorry, guys, it's only the 8th show. I say that every show. Maybe are my bits getting old, you guys? Let me know at Lay Down Laurier 25. Please let me know. I'll come up with better jokes if it's too bad. But actually I'll get into that later. But it's we had a little like cookie sale today, a little bake sale, and like I was saying, spending anything above $4, in my opinion, for a cookie, or above $3, technically, but I guess maybe $3.01, spending anything above that, just insanity. You know what I mean? Like $3.01. Just for you guys who don't realize, or who don't understand what context is. But yeah, no, like Starbucks specifically, they sell their cookies for like $4, and I think that's just insanity. I do not like Starbucks, for one. I'm not a big coffee guy, you guys. I just don't find the taste of coffee that appealing. I'll drink some coffee. I'm not saying I won't, but it's just not something that I need to stay awake, you know what I mean? I just stay awake on positivity and energy, you know what I mean? But yeah, no. I mean, I definitely might start drinking some coffee or more coffee just because of this gloomy weather, you know, especially today, you guys. Like it was like wet, but like gray and just very depressing, you know what I mean? Yesterday too. It was just like weird bouts of rain. Weird unnecessary bouts of rain, I'd say. Kind of introducing exam season for us. I don't know. I'm pretty busy, you guys. And I'm not excited for the upcoming month. You know what I mean? Like the amount of exams I have. Okay, I have like a normal amount of exams, but I'm low-key stressing for him. You know what I mean? First year uni student. What can I say? You know, I think I'll be doing good though. Very, very up in the air. You know, wherever things land, they'll land, and we just gotta take it with grace, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. You know what I mean? But yeah, no. So big news. We do have a very, very special show today. Maybe not very, very special, but it is special to some degree. You know what I mean? We had someone comment on our post. I won't reveal any usernames just because I don't really know how private people's lives are to them. But yeah, no, they had a really, really interesting question. And they asked me, what are my top four songs? Well, top four albums and top four artists of 2025. Now, I don't think they were asking like specifically like that came out in the year 2025. So like, I don't know, like Tyler Creator's Chromacopia. Like, I don't think they were asking that. So I guess like the entire show is going to be music, specifically albums and artists that were really, really important to me this year. I'll explain to you guys why they were so, so important to me and what I liked about them so much. You know what I mean? It's going to go person, song, or person, album. Person, album, person, album, person, album, person. Okay? So, an important person, an important album, an important person, an important album, important person, and so on and so on and so on and so on. You guys get the gist. You guys are smart cookies. You know what I mean? That was a bake sale reference for you guys. If you guys were there, if you guys showed up to this bake sale, I really, really appreciate it, and the entire team does too. You guys really, really mean the world to us, and you know, you guys are really doing a great thing, helping out with the community here. You know what I mean? We need the money. We need the money, you guys. We need the money. But yeah, so we're going to get started with tonight's show. I hope that was an amazing introduction for you guys. It was an amazing introduction for me, you know. I just wanted to say again, welcome to all the new listeners. I'm here from 10 to 11 every Thursday, every Thursday. And, yeah, my goal is to kind of have a great time with you guys, you know, make sure you guys, listen to sweet tunes before you guys go to bed or study or whatever it is you guys like to do it, so late at night on a Thursday night. You know what I mean? I feel like Thursday is a weird time allotment. I'd say like Thursday night. What do you listen to on a Thursday night? You know what I mean? Just because it's not Friday, so you can't really celebrate Tutu yet. You can't play like, you can't, I mean, you could. I mean, you have like all the free will to do it. But like, it's just not the same as a Friday night. You know what I mean? But it's not early enough to be like all like dreary and droopy and like play like the most like soul crushing music. You know what I mean? It's not a Monday. Thank goodness. I mean, like, maybe Mondays aren't too bad, but I just feel like the Monday vibe would be very difficult to manage, and I don't think I'd be able to do it, just because, like, the music I listen to is very, very, like, you know? But yeah, we're gonna start the show, okay? This first song is something, by the way, I just wanted to preface, a lot of the songs that are going to be played tonight have been played before, and it's because they're so important to me. I'm really, really trying to, like, give you guys an impression of who I am and, like, what I like. So, yeah, we're going to be, listening to a lot of old songs that I've played before. Some of them are kind of new, some of them are old, some of them are definitely ones you've heard before, but, yeah. So this first song is a very, 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 very important song, not just to me, but the I feel like to music history in general. It is All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix. That was All Along the Watchtower by the one, the only Jimi Hendrix. Song came out in 1968, I'm pretty sure, if I am correct. Yes, I am. And it was honestly, in my opinion, one of the most impactful songs ever. It's obviously a cover by Bob Dylan, as we discussed quite recently, actually. And to me, it's very, 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 very important to the entire history of rock. I feel like it really encapsulates what rock is about as a genre. It's very creative in the way it uses its like the way Jimi Hendrix uses the lyrics compared to Bob Dylan. It's very, very like it's made its own, you know what I mean? And the guitar, like, oh, what not to say about the guitar, you know what I mean? Like, again, it's another way that it makes Bob Dylan's version, it's like a very, very own thing. Recently I had a class where the teacher talked about how like the creation of rock and the fact that its pickup is so bad compared to an acoustic guitar is what makes it so important. And the fact that like music specifically for the electric guitar got created. And I think that's exactly what like All Along the Watchtower is. You know what I mean? We have Bob Dylan's version, which is in its own right a very, very spectacular song. But we also have All Along the Watchtower, which like is a completely like different take on it. You know what I mean? We have this folky, very acoustic song, and then like we got All Along the Watchtower, which is just like completely psychedelic to the max. You know what I mean? Honestly, very, very important to me. And I think it's important to a lot of people. And Jimi Hendrix as a whole is a musician, in my opinion, that like really stood out to me, and it's has stood out to me. I feel like he's very like I said, psychedelic. He's very spiritual, I think. Or maybe not spiritual, but he's very cosmic, I think. Like, which is kind of silly to say out loud, but like it's very, very much like stars, Mars, and like bars. You know what I mean? Ooh. Da 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 da. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But yeah, a very important song. We're actually going to be playing some Bob Dylan tonight. So for all you Bob Dylan fans and all you, what's the word? Folk fans, please stay tuned. And you guys are going to love it. You know what I mean? I won't be playing too much of him tonight, but, you know, he's still really, he's still there, you know? And that's what's important. But yeah, next up is another very, very great song. It's very experimental and it's very, very different, I'd say. Maybe it's not everybody's cup of tea, but it definitely is mine. This is Heroin by the Velvet Underground. Let's get it going. Let's get it going. That was Heroin by the Velvet Underground. I'm pretty sure it also came out in 1968, if I'm not mistaken. But dude, the Velvet Underground, what can I say about them? What can I not say about them? They are currently my number one most listened to band. And specifically, like, their stuff are not self-titled, but the Velvet Underground and Nico, like, that entire album with a banana, dude, just back-to-back bangers, okay? Nothing but heat, nothing but heat. I highly recommend to whoever's listening right now at this very moment to check it out, okay, you guys? Because there will never be a sound like it that you'll ever listen to, okay? Or maybe I shouldn't say that either, because the Velvet Underground have influenced so much of modern music, especially in the punk culture, because, like, dude, they're, like, proto-punk, right? So, like, you see their influences within punk music itself. But, like, they kind of introduced that whole, like, fuzzy, like, raw sound, you know what I mean? And also the very, 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 like, raw, ordinary themes, you know what I mean? But, like, I don't know, dude. It's just something about their whole, like, persona, the fact that they're so pretentious but needed pretentious, needed pretentiousness. Like, maybe that's a crazy thing to say, but I feel like they kind of have this aura around them because they think they're better than everybody else. And originally I used to hate them for that. I used to think that they were very much like their music was not good enough. I used to think that their music was not good enough for them to be like so posh, you know what I mean? To be so oomph about their like role, right? But I feel like a lot of that also came from my association with Andy Warhol, which a lot of people do associate them together. And like, I'm not going to say that they shouldn't be. Like, he literally painted their album cover and also like produced, or not produced, but he helped kind of produce. He got them into the studio, you know what I mean? But, he was the Velvet Underground, like Lou Reed and the entire team were like very, 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 very much like a part of that whole like scene, you know what I mean? But I feel like just everything about them is so perfect. Like the name, the Velvet Underground, just screams like seedy night bar. Do you know what I mean? And I think that they were very, like the music they put out was very much that. And then I feel like Lou Reed on his own is just a very, very spectacular like musician. I feel like his like lyrics are very like so seriously unserious, which is something that I do feel like musicians need to be. I don't know. And also, like, for example, like Heroin. I like the fact that it's like anti-music music. You know what I mean? It's not like music with like by today. Like, okay, it's music, but it's not like music like it's not all along the Watchtower, which I mean, I think it's both experimental. You know what I mean? They're both like different in their own rights, right? But it's like not what we consider classical music. You know what I mean? It's not the standard. The fact that at the end we have just like this crashing wave of noise is just so spectacular to me. And I think that the fact that they make it work so well is what like drives me to them. You know what I mean? It's the fact that they could do that and still make really, really good music and like make it so catchy. Like, especially the parts where it speeds up. I don't know. Recently I actually bought a Lou Reed album specifically for the song Heroin. He played it live and I was just like, I need this, you know what I mean? But yeah, that was Heroin by the Velvet Underground, a very, 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 very spectacular song, you guys. And if you think otherwise, then you're wrong. You just should never have an opinion on music ever again, actually. Sorry to tell you. But yeah, next up we have a very, very important musician. We just briefly mentioned him earlier. But yeah, this is Masters of War by Bob Dylan. That was Masters of War by the one, the only, Bob Dylan. I mentioned him briefly last week's episode. I think I played some of his music, and I did more than just, mention him. But yeah, no, he's really, really important to me. By the way, I just wanted to say to the commentator out there, these people and albums are not necessarily on really, like there's no... Oh, this one's better than this one. This one's better than this one. Obviously, I have my preferences, but they're all based on like current tastes. So I've talked about Bob Dylan before, and I've talked about his influence in the whole folk scene and how technically the folk scene kind of got bastardized and turned into the country like scene, but whatever. Bob Dylan, though, he's a spectacular songwriter, and Jimi Hendrix, as mentioned previously, covered his music. And I think the fact that, like, we have two, like, he covered his music more than once. There's a live show where he plays, or where Jimi Hendrix covers, like, a Rolling Stone, which is also a really, really, really good song that is also really influential in the whole, like, electric scene, you know what I mean? But, yeah, no, I don't know, Bob Dylan, guys, give it up for them, or give it up for him. His later stuff is very, very much more like, I guess it kind of depends on which phase you're talking about, but it's not as like folky and it's not as like protesty, which I mean, some people like it, some people don't. I'm very indifferent to it. I like it when it's good. You know what I mean? That's all that matters, as long as it's good music. And yeah, I don't know. Bob Dylan, were you guys? Next up is another really, okay, I just wanted to also intervene before I continue. Bob Dylan. Not number one, but he's the second important person of 2025. Heroin was the first album of 2025. Not also, again, in any order, but first album of importance in 2025. But yeah, next up is another very, very important band to not just me, but to the entirety of the world, okay? And I don't think you can like say their name without at least one person knowing who they are in a big room of people. This is The Battle of Evermore by Led Zeppelin. That was The Battle of Evermore by Led Zeppelin. They need no introduction. They're probably one of the greatest bands out there. They also changed the face of rock history and like rock in general. But they kind of took it in a very more spiritual route, I'd say. I made this comparison to someone else, I think in December of last year, or it was probably January. But I said that Jimi Hendrix was a lot more like cosmic and a lot more funky and groovy, whereas Led Zeppelin was a lot more, I want to say spiritual and very more like, well, yeah, soulful, you know what I mean? Jimmy Page is probably one of the greatest guitarists out there, probably better, in my opinion, than Jimi Hendrix, but it's really dependent on a perspective, you know what I mean? They're a lot like, they're important, but they're not important the way the Velvet Underground is. The entire album features the album that song comes from, it has a Stairway to Heaven, which is like I think like top three rock songs of all time, and like, dude, it's so popular that you're not allowed to play it in guitarist stores, you know what I mean? No Stairway, denied. I don't know if you guys get that reference. If you do, pat yourself on the back, because I really, really love Wayne's World. That's another little thing about me. I love Wayne's World. Wayne's World! Wayne's World! Really, really great movie and a really, really great little skit. But Led Zeppelin, guys. The entire album is really important to me. It's, I think, almost as equally important to me as The Velvet Underground's self-titled with Nico. They're both really, 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 like, good albums. Both back-to-back bangers. The Battle of Evermore is not one that you typically hear. I should have put When the Levee Breaks, I'm not going to lie. But I don't know. I wanted that a more, like, ancient medieval vibe to it. You know what I mean? I also feel like Robert Plant does a spectacular job of, like, really, like, pushing that onstage performance. You know what I mean? And, yeah. I don't know if you guys have seen... if you guys have seen live performances by them, like online or something, but I feel like kind of in a trance when I'm watching them, you know what I mean? Specifically Robert Plant. It's a lot like I forget her name right now, but the lady from Mazzy Stars, she's really, really, really good. I've heard someone else, a really important person to me, they described her performance as kind of like watching a siren. And in a way, that's kind of true. I feel like more so like it's definitely siren-like, but it's not necessarily a siren. It's more so just kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of history in its making. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's Battle of Evermore is a really good song. Stairway is definitely like a universal song, though. I feel like I really much believe that there's like pieces of media or pieces of art that like were made by the universe in some way where it's like this had to have been made. Like, it needed to happen at some point in time, and it has been made by these people, specifically like Heroin, for example. That's a really, really, like, it really comes to mind when I say that. I don't feel like if anybody covered it, it'll hit the same way or it'll be as spectacular, because it was definitely one of those songs where it's like, if like there was something in the air when that happened. But speaking of the underground, we got the one and only Lou Reed. You know what I mean? I mentioned him earlier and I told you I was going to play him, but yeah, this is Vicious by Lou Reed. That was Vicious by Lou Reed in his solo album, Transformer. Lou Reed is really, really important to me. He's a really, really important artist. I really like that album, by the way. But I feel like as the leader, in my opinion, of the Velvet Underground, I feel like he was really, really important to kind of like music in general, kind of the same way the Velvet Underground were. It was just kind of like... like, it's kind of by association, but just really, like, dude, Vicious, like, it's probably one of his more rocky-sounding songs. I don't know if you've listened to their albums or to the other songs on the album, but he has this one other song called Perfect Day, which is really, really nice. Very smooth, very, very, like, well, yeah, peaceful. And he also has a song called Take a Walk on a Wild Side, which is sampled by A Tribe Called Quest in their song Can I Kick It? And... Both are really, really good songs, by the way. I've played Can I Kick It before on air, but yeah. That's Lou Reed for you. I don't really have too much to say. He's just been really important to me in this year, you know what I mean? Yeah. That was Vicious by Lou Reed. Next up, we have something a little more different. It kind of takes a little turn. There's a song that's really important to me because of my dad, a musician that's really important to me because of my dad, and a song that I heard a lot. But yeah, this is C by Bumburi. That was C by Bumburi. That song's really, really, Bumburi in general has been really, really important to me. He's an rock musician from Spain, and he played with this other band called Los Hereos del Silencio, I'm pretty sure it was, if I remember correctly. But my dad really, really likes them, and I don't know why or what it was about this year specifically, but it's just like something really, really got me to focus on them, you know what I mean? And I really, really listen to them a lot, like Los Hereos del Silencio. And I don't know, really, 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 really good musician. And yeah, it was kind of a brief little synopsis of why I like him so much. But it's okay. It's just because we're nearing the end of the show, sadly. I feel like the time always goes by so, so fast. But it's okay, you guys. I do have a special update for you guys. We may be getting a Christmas show. You know what I mean? Like, we might be doing something over the Christmas break. We don't know. We definitely will be doing more little boofing events. So if you guys really, really want to meet me, or if you guys feel like, well, yeah, talking to me or getting to know me a little bit, I will be there. I will always be there, or I'll try to always be there. You guys might just recognize me based off voice, but it's okay. Do follow LaydownLaurier25. On Instagram, guys, LaydownLaurier25, because without you guys, this wouldn't be possible. And well, I kind of want you guys to have a creative input on this. I've said this before in other shows, but yeah. So those were kind of my top musicians and top albums so far. I think I did a really good job of kind of, you know, blending what I like and what I don't like in on one show. But yeah, so this is we're gonna end it off right here, okay? With a really good song from a really, really good album. This is a... Before I continue, I just want to say thank you guys again for listening. But yeah, this is a Natural's Not In It by Gang of Four.